nostalgia. What does nostalgia mean to you? It is the time of year where I find it such an emotionally intense time of year, not only as a mother and as a doctor, but just as a human being. Whenever we have times where we have holidays, we're going to have so many feelings. We're going to have feelings of happiness. We're going to have feelings of sadness. We're going to miss our loved ones that are no longer here with us. And I love it. I was just thinking how important the concept or looking at what your own relationship is with nostalgia. Again, what does that mean to you? Nostalgia, write it down. Write it down on a piece of paper. Our words, thoughts, and actions carry a vibrational frequency. It's okay to have a feeling of happiness and sadness all at once. In fact, I really couldn't even believe it. It's one of the definitions when I looked up nostalgia. And they even said there are two types of nostalgia, positive and negative. Positive nostalgia is characterized by happy memories, while negative nostalgia is characterized by bittersweet or painful memories. What if there's not positive or negative nostalgia? It's just nostalgia. I think when we come from a place of non-judgment of our feeling states, whether we are happy or sad, and just kind of self-observe, be a mindful participant in your own life, and allow every feeling state to come, it's so important. The day that I'm recording this show is the eternal birthday of my grandma Marge. Shout out to grandma. Love you. You would have been 103 years old today, born in 1921. And I woke up thinking of her, and I sent my aunt, my uncle, and my mom, her children, a group text reminding us of her, celebrating her, and even we were sharing specific memories of what a character she is, was. I don't know if you believe in energy still existing. And we were sharing specific memories. It was such a unifying, fun time to think about when I received a card from her. She was always in denial of sharing her age, and she would sign her cards GM Marge. Grandma Marge, for Grandma Marge. And then I found out on the text thread today that she, with my aunt, would sign MIL Marge for mother-in-law Marge. She was already doing hashtags. This woman was ahead of her time. So one thing I want to invite you to do when you think about nostalgia is reaching out to family or friends and creating discussions of happy memories with people that are no longer with us. The holidays, sometimes if we don't lean into that and acknowledge our ancestors that aren't here, I think it's much more difficult. I mean, you do your specific relationship with memories and feelings. I'm not telling you how to do this, but I find when we lean in to the sacred remembrance, the reverent remembrance of someone we love, and really go into it. And some people, there's nostalgia of painful, painful trauma. So if this time of year, when people are saying Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Happy New Year, and you're not feeling the happy, that's okay too. If you just want to say peaceful New Year, peaceful Christmas, peaceful Hanukkah, or whatever holidays you're celebrating, I think that inner peace, I think sometimes the joy factor is overrated. I'm not saying it's not a wonderful thing to feel joy, but it's okay to feel sadness. So I love the concept of nostalgia. And when we were away at our Thanksgiving holiday, we were honoring my father, John, and some of the family traditions were to play poker. I am not much of a gambler, but I did sort of step in. Well, I stepped outside of my comfort zone. I felt like I was doing it for my father. We weren't betting. It wasn't a lot of money, but I have my own feelings about addiction and choices. And I thought, you know what? Just have fun, Denise. Lighten up. You're a little too serious some of the time. So part of the nostalgia sometimes can be making a choice to play a game. Maybe you played Jenga. Maybe you played Yahtzee with a family member. You can dedicate that family kind of event to the relative that you're missing. You can tag it off a really fun memory. I remember my father in third grade taking all of my allowance from me when I played blackjack with him. And then from then on, I'm like, I don't want to lose all my money. So I don't know. I'm just being like sharing some real stories. And then, oh my goodness. So nostalgia, when we're having different meals, we can also honor a relative by making their favorite recipe. We can set a table setting right there for them. We can send pictures to everyone. We can give an album. We can honor our ancestors in the most elevated way. So let me also, just read. I want to make sure the nostalgia definition. It's nostalgia, it says, is feeling a longing or affection for time in the past, often triggered by memories that are associated with happiness. So the other thing, the way I understand the universe right now is that here in the Earth game, we have past, present, future. We have Earth time, right? But the way I understand the universe is we only have now time. The only moment we have is now. So when we're in that moment, even if our relative isn't there in the present, whether they're far away across the country, whether they passed away, you can actually say their name, think of them, write a letter, devote a game, make a meal, share a memory. And this is like an integration of a healing nostalgia. Healing nostalgia, wow, that's something I'm coming up with right now. Healing nostalgia is being aware and being integrated and letting all of the feeling states come. So it's a true integration of the highest level of health, healthy nostalgia. And by the way, you define that for you. If you need to have part of a day where you're just sad, if you need to be happy and throw a party for someone, make it yours, no one else's. Okay, everyone, I think it's time for me to just let you sit with nostalgia and send you so much love and peace during this holiday season, past, present, and future. And I'm going to keep doing these shorts. Love you guys. Write a review, write something nice. It helps so people can get the word out. Thank you.